Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey guys, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and on today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you guys about something really personal. I want to share with you guys why I've been a little bit MIA on social media and just in general with like responding to things. And that's because about a week and a half ago, my mom had a heart attack. So she had it's her second heart attack. She's okay. So just let me start off with that so no one's worried. She is at home recovering, but it is her second heart attack. So she, at the age of 55, had a quadruple bypass. And then now 10 years later, she had another heart attack. And so it became really overwhelming, right? Like, I'm sure, and the reason why I'm sharing this with you guys is because I think that through this, you know, you can kind of see, like, I get it. Like, all of us, especially if you're an entrepreneur, if you're building a business, if you are someone who is, you know, like for me, like I own my own business, I'm a mom, I take care of my family, I try to, like, you know, still have somewhat of a social life, all of these things, I'm trying to balance it all, balance my marriage, everything else. And there's times where you feel like you're like, I got this, right? Like, I'm like, you feel like you're like, okay, like I'm going to just be like superwoman. I'm going to take on all the tasks and I'm just going to do all the things and I'm going to get it all done and it's going to be fine. And then there's moments where you can just hit a wall where you just get overwhelmed. And that was me. That was me a week and a half ago when I found out about my mom. It was like, I had so many things on the go at the exact same time, but then it all kind of fell apart because it was just like nothing else mattered in that moment. The only thing that mattered was my mom, is she okay? And how quickly can I get to her to make sure that she's okay? And going to see her was like my only priority, right? So everything else kind of got put on the back burner, like posting on social media or building my programs or responding to emails or anything at all other than my family. I made sure that they were taken care of before I left, but it was like everything else kind of took the back seat, and it had to, because, you know, family is number one and like you have to take care of your family and you have to take care of yourself. And so it kind of put things into this interesting perspective for me. And that's why I want to share this with you guys, because I think that so many times we feel like if I don't do this one thing, the whole world is going to fall apart. If I don't complete this task, then I'm not going to be able to move forward. If I don't get this done, then my business is going to fail or whatever. And, you know, yes, it can be overwhelming if you keep putting things off and if you keep pushing deadlines back and if you keep doing all these things. But at the same time, you really do have to look at what is your priority, and you have to look at, you know, what is going to be the needle pushers. What are the things that are going to help you and move forward in your business and in your life, personally and professionally, to be able to actually help you achieve your goals in both areas or in all areas of your life, right? And so I wanted to talk to you guys about this. And, you know, going back to my mom quickly. So right now she is, like I said, she is recovering. She is at home. It turns out the diagnosis is that she does have 3 out of her 4 arteries are completely blocked. So that's pretty scary, right? And it turns out though, this is the craziest part, is that the doctor, the surgeon, when I spoke with him, he did some tests on her. And afterwards he said that her heart is actually okay. Like it's actually not, there's not a lot of damage to her heart, which is amazing news. But then that he thinks that the actual heart attack was caused by the medication that she's been on for the past 10 years since her previous heart attack. So the doctors have actually had her on a medication that was meant specifically for people with high blood pressure, whereas my mom actually has naturally has low blood pressure. And so the pills have been lowering her blood pressure even more so. And he feels like that's actually what probably was the catalyst to creating or causing the heart attack. Yes, her arteries are blocked, but he actually feels because her main artery isn't, that she should probably be okay without actually having to do another open heart surgery if we can get her medications in check and get them all organized properly. So pretty scary stuff, right? Like it's kind of crazy to think it could have been preventable, that it could have been the medication, that there's so many what ifs. And this is the thing that happens when we get overwhelmed, whether it's personal, whether it's work, whether it's whatever, is when we get into a state of overwhelm, we immediately go to the what ifs. We immediately go to the like worst case scenario of like, okay, but what if this happens again? Well, she has 3 out of her 4 arteries blocked. Well, what if it happens again? How possible is it that it'll happen, that she could have another heart attack in a week from now or in a month from now? And the thing is, the truth is, guys, and this is the same with your business, you know, so if you're talking about your online business and you're like, okay, but like I've spent all this time and energy and like, what if nobody signs up? What if nobody shows up? The truth is that we don't have a crystal ball. We have no idea on how to predict what's going to happen in the future. The only thing that we can predict, the only thing that we can actually do is live in the present moment and be grateful for what this moment is showing you. Okay. So in my mom's case, I'm just grateful that she's at home and she's resting, right? She's recovering. She's going to see a specialist. We're going to make sure that she's on the proper medication. She's going to continue to see a specialist on a regular basis so that we can make sure that she's healthy and that, you know, hopefully this is preventable for future. But then when it comes to your business and you're thinking about it from that perspective as well, it's like you need to look at it as like, if you were feeling overwhelmed and you're like, but what if nobody shows up? But the thing is that if nobody shows up, if nobody signs up, if nobody picks up what you're putting down, it's just don't give up on it. Don't just be like, okay, well, that's it. It's not going to work. If I did that with my mom, if I was like, well, you know, this isn't going to work, you know, where would she be in her health? Or if she did that, where would she be? And so, you know, rather than fighting through it and being like, no, we're going to figure this out. We're going to see the specialist. So we're going to do all these things. It's the same thing in your business, guys. It's, you know, if you think about it from that perspective, it's like, if you just think about what you can do today, and if you don't have people show up, how can you tweak it today to make sure that they show up tomorrow? What can you do? So focus on the present moment. Focus on what it is that you can do today to move that needle forward. What can you do today to get people to see your brand as what it is, to see your gift for what it is that you're putting out in the world, to understand how you are making an impact? What can you do today? Don't worry about what possibly could happen, the worst case scenario, or what's going to happen in the future. Just worry about today. If you have all of these followers, worry about them. Speak to them. Don't speak to all the people that you want to attract. Speak to the people that you have today, and that's how you will continue to grow your business. Now, the other thing I want to talk about too is when you are in a situation where you're feeling overwhelmed, like I was last week, right? Dealing with everything, my head was all over the place, I couldn't really focus. If you are dealing with a situation, whether it's personal, whether it's business, whether whatever it is that is causing you a feeling of overwhelm, there's some tricks that I do personally that I wanted to share with you guys that have helped me get through these scenarios, and that's helped me to be able to process this. And so the first thing that I like to do is I really like to take a step back. I like to kind of like retreat a little bit and kind of like just stay really quiet. Like have like, I like drive with no music on. Like I drive in silence. I like do a lot of things that are just really like quiet and like self-contained to allow myself just some like time to like heal, because it's emotional, right? What you're going through when you're feeling overwhelmed, it's very overwhelming. Like it's a very big feeling that you have. And so I like to personally kind of retreat a little bit, pull things in a little bit and just stay a little bit quiet so that I can have some space and have some peace to be able to listen to my thoughts, to hear my emotions, to hear myself and understand what it is that I'm feeling. That's the first thing I like to do. The other thing is I want you guys to understand, whether it's business, whether it's personal, again, I'm using my personal story to give you an example, but it happens with overwhelm in any state. It doesn't have to be my scenario. It can be anything that is causing you a feeling of overwhelm. It's okay to ask for help and to look for support. Okay. Like it is better, more than okay, actually. It's something that you should do. Like, yes, I retreat a little bit, but then I do reach out. I do. I talk to my friends. I call them up. I call my sister. We spent so much time on the phone, my sister and I, just talking and just sharing about how we were feeling and what was going on and stuff, because you need to kind of have some sort of a release and feel okay doing that. Feel okay opening up and allowing people to see that side of you, even if it is a part that you feel is kind of falling all apart. And like, you know, if you feel like you're just drowning and like you're floundering somewhere, like it's okay for people to see that, because that just shows that you're a human being. And it's also okay for you to ask for support, guys. So if you are building your online business right now and you're like, holy smokes, I don't know what I'm doing, or I feel like this is just too much information, or it's too much work, or it's too much, like, be okay asking for support and also look for a network that can help you. Okay. Cause that's so key. Like, you know, we have our online biz builders. If you go to Facebook, you can join us there. So if you search FitChicks Academy, build your online business, fitness and nutrition biz, you could join us in that group. We support you guys. We do tons of like coaching calls and everything else. And we answer any questions in there. We do a lot of like live Q&As and stuff. So, but find a network that makes sense for you, that you feel, it doesn't have to be in person. If you have an in-person network, that's amazing. But if you want a virtual network, especially when it comes to business, because sometimes your in-person network, like your friends or your family, like I know for me, if I'm speaking about like my business to like my family, they don't really understand what I'm talking about, right? Like they're kind of like, it's like I'm just like talking to them and they're like, oh, that sounds nice. But they don't really get it. Versus if I'm speaking to people, you know, in my network, they totally get where I'm coming from. They understand it because they're in it too. So when you find that network, you will feel so much more supported. You'll be like, those are my people. And like, they get it. And you don't have to explain yourself over and over again. And like, you just, you give yourself some space to be able to like have that conversation openly, and they will have answers and be able to help you in a way that you might not even know is possible. So find that network and feel okay asking for help and reaching out for people. Also, my other thing, if you are feeling overwhelmed or if you're dealing with something that is just causing everything else to be like put on hold, be realistic with your deadlines. Okay. Like I had like these crazy deadlines. We were doing like this big launch when this happened with my mom. We were in the middle of like content creation and all this crazy stuff. And it was like, boom, breaks on. Nothing is happening on my side. Nothing at all. Everything got pushed back. But it's okay that that happens. That's going to happen. And oftentimes I see this with businesses where they'll just be like, no, let's just keep pushing forward. Let's keep going. And if your head's not in it, or if your heart's not in it, like how I was last week, or like if you're rushing through stuff and you're not putting your best stuff out there, like why even bother? Right? Like for me, it was like, it's so important that I am so proud of the work that I put out there that I don't want to put anything else out in the world unless I know 100% that it's like, it is my best work. So I had to make sure that my head was in the right space to be able to provide that to my people. Right? So be realistic with your goals. We just rejigged all of our goals. We changed all of our dates and our launches and stuff. And we just make it work, right? Because that is way better than rushing through it or just putting something out there just to hit your deadlines. Because your deadlines are there to give you a goal to work against. But you can be realistic. As long as you're not someone who's like pushing your deadlines all the time, don't push them back all the time. Don't change them all the time. You want to have deadlines for a reason, and you want to have things that you're sticking to keep you accountable. But if it's something big that is happening in your world that's putting the brakes on it, be realistic about what you can handle and what you can manage and really own that. The other thing that I'm going to say too is, and I know I talked about this a little bit earlier, is just focus on the present moment. Focus on what is happening right now. That'll take a lot of your overwhelm away from you. So many times in business, people will be looking at it from a perspective of like, but I have this to do and I have this to do and I have that and I've got my to-do list and it's like 4 pages long and like what? And like we get all crazy, right? And the truth is that if you just focus on the things that you can do today, if you focus on what you can accomplish as opposed to focusing on all the things, or, you know, oftentimes I hear that people get really focused on like the idea of the frustration or the idea of how hard everything is. And we start overwhelming ourselves with just that thought of like, but I have so many things to do. And I'm like, I'm doing all of this and this and this. And we get so wrapped up and wound up in our own minds of like all the things that we're trying to accomplish that we get nothing done because we're so focused on all the things that we just don't ever focus on one thing. So if you focus on the present moment and you're like, cool, today, this is what I'm working on. Like this is, I'm just like hyper focused on this one thing. I'm not going to answer emails. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm just going to do this one thing and I'm not going to leave my desk. I'm not going to do anything else until this is done. You'll get it done. And that's how you start moving that needle, like pushing that needle forward. Okay. So if you're really feeling overwhelmed with like your project or your launch or anything like that, just try to choose like at least one thing to just stay hyper-focused on, get it done, crush it, like do it so amazing, then move on to the next thing that's on your to-do list, okay? But break it down and focus on the present moment and the one thing. Don't focus on all the things. That's when it gets really overwhelming. That's when it gets really crazy. And then you just, I know for me, when I start thinking about all the things, I then do nothing. I'm like, I like run away. Like I'm just going to go and like go to like the gym or something. Just go do other things. Or I'm like, I'm going to do dishes. Like I start doing like random things rather than doing my work because I just get overwhelmed. So instead I just break it down and do the one thing. So focus on one thing. And then the final thing is, guys, is just remember to, when you are feeling overwhelmed, when you are feeling frustrated, when you are feeling like, holy smokes, like, I don't think I can take another thing right now. That's how I felt last week, right? Like I was like, I feel like it's just been like piling up. And then with my mom having her heart attack, it was like, no more, like no more things. My capacity is full, right? Like I'm completely overstuffed with things that are on my shoulders. And like, I didn't want anything else. But instead of focusing on being so upset about my scenario or being so, you know, like frustrated, I started A, focusing on the fact that my mom was okay. That was the number one thing. B, that I'm grateful for how busy I am with my business. Like I'm so, so grateful for that. But then also I focus on just trying to be kinder to myself, being kinder, not just in the way, not just in the words that we use, but also in the way that we treat ourselves. So I actually, the night that I got back from the hospital, when I drove back from Kingston, Ontario, from the Heart Institute, I left my mom there. She got an ambulance and went back home from there. And so I knew that she was on her way home. So I drove home, and instead of coming home and rushing to like, you know, all of a sudden I hadn't seen my daughter or anything, like coming home to like make dinner or like do all those things that I normally do on a regular basis, I was like, I called my husband and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to like go have dinner by myself somewhere. And that's what I did. I didn't like have my computer. I didn't do anything. I didn't even have my phone with me. I just sat at a table at a restaurant and I ate dinner by myself. So I didn't have to feed anybody. I didn't have to like make food for anybody. I didn't have to do any of those things. I just sat there in complete silence and just ate dinner by myself and had like a 2-hour long dinner. Like I just sat for like a really long time. And it was so rewarding and so rejuvenating for me because it was just like, after all that stress, after all that anxiety, after all that overwhelm, I gave myself a gift of just complete peace and silence, right? And nourishment too. And so when I say be kind to yourself, like think about different ways, whether it's, you know, taking a bath, whether it's going to the spa for a day, whether it's just going for like a walk in nature, like going for dinner by yourself, going to the movies, like whatever it is that you kind of feel is like something that will rejuvenate you when you are feeling that overwhelm, frustration, and stress, do it. Because as soon as I got back from that, the next day I woke up and I was like, cool, now I'm ready, I'm focused, and I can get back into this. Excuse me, but I needed that time. I needed that little bit of space, that decompression to be able to give myself the opportunity to be able to move forward. All right. So hopefully, guys, my story, I just, you know, like I said, I wanted to share this with you because I do think from a personal level, it is important for me to share with you guys what's happening, but also from when you look at it from your life and your business, you can see like things are going to throw monkey wrenches. That's what they call it. I think it's like, there's going to be like a wrench in your plans constantly. There's going to be like things that come up that are just massive roadblocks or like massive shifts and turns that you have to deal with that you're not prepared for. I wasn't prepared for that with my mom. I definitely wasn't prepared for that. You know, I thought that she was doing fine. And then all of a sudden I got the phone call. So like, you can't prepare for everything that life is going to send your way. The best thing that you can do is learn how to deal with it in the best way possible. How can you manage it while still being able to take care of yourself and not feel overwhelmed and not allow it to completely control you and completely derail you from everything. Allow it to give you a pause and then get back focused. All right. So I hope that helped you guys. If you do have any questions or comments, or if there's anything that you do in terms of helping yourself to support yourself, to get away from overwhelm or to process any kind of big emotions or things that come up for you in your business or in your life, I'd love to hear from you. Post below in our comments. And of course, we do have our, as you know, we have our upcoming certifications. We have our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program starting February 19th. And then we also have our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Certification that is starting on March 27th. So if you're interested in getting certified with us, if you're interested in joining us for those certifications with FitChicks Academy, make sure you check us out at fitchicksacademy.com. And like I said, leave some comments below. Let me know how you process or deal with big things that happen that can overwhelm you or derail you in your lifetime. Okay. So thanks guys so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again next week. Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.
Thank you for joining us this week. If you love the show, we would love if you could head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and review to help spread the Fit Chicks love. We release a new episode every Tuesday and Thursday, so be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode.